As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, my fellow trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, back with my very best friend, Meredith.
Oh, hey, kids in the car.
There you are. How are you
today?
I'm good. I'm pretty excited about today's trivia show, though.
Ooh, what is it?
We have done one of these shows before, but we keep getting requests for even more. So this episode, we are going with even more Shrek trivia.
We are so lucky.
We are. This is pretty amazing. Everybody loves the movie Shrek, especially two of our birthday kids today, Rain and Alex. Happy birthday, you guys. I hope you won a Shrek trivia for your birthday because that's what we got you.
That's all we got you.
That's what we got you. All right. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of trivia. I'll ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one and tally up the score at the end to see who the winner is. Are you ready to play Shrek trivia?
I am super ready.
Okay. Round one, question one. What was the name of Lord Farquaad's city?
Toledo.
No, unfortunately, no. He's not a local. He was from Duloc.
Oh, Duloc. Never would have got it.
Question two. In the first movie, what body part does Shrek put in his martini?
I think it's a thumb.
It's actually an eyeball.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. All right. Question number three. What band sang both the first and last songs in the movie Shrek?
Well, because I'm an all-star, I know the answer to that is Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth is right. They are such earworm songs.
They are.
They stay in my brain forever. Okay, question number four. With whom does the dragon fall in love with?
Donkey.
Yes, donkey. I mean, that relationship makes sense. Okay, question five. Who does Fiona's dad, the king, hire to get rid of Shrek so he doesn't marry Fiona?
The cat. Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots is right. Yes. Okay, question six. What happens to the birds when Fiona sings?
What happens to the birds when Fiona sings? I don't know.
They explode.
Man, I am doing so bad today.
Girl, same. I also don't sing well and the birds don't enjoy it. Okay, question seven. Before she marries Shrek, where is Princess Fiona's real home?
That is in the land of far, far away.
Correct. Far, far away. Okay. Question eight. Who is Prince Charming's mom?
Fairy godmother.
Yes. I didn't even know she had children. That secret had been kept from us the whole time.
This is unbelievable.
To be honest, how awesome would that be, though? Like, if your mom was like a wish granting fairy with a magic wand. I mean,
imagine like when you were a kid and you would sneak her magic wand, like you would just steal it and you go outside and you'd be like, I want a pony. You just have
seriously
a pony.
Like, I mean, my goodness, that would be the best.
Okay. I would have been like, I want a pogo ball. I want to remember pogo balls.
I do remember those. Yeah.
I want really a life-size
Barbie. The list is long. Okay.
Did you you never got that, did you? Life-size Barbie?
I bought it for my daughter, though. I think when you become a parent, you definitely buy your kids all the stuff you wanted as a kid but didn't get.
Yeah.
And then the best part is they don't actually care.
Like, no, I tried to buy my kids Malibu Barbie beach house. My daughter didn't even care about Barbie.
I know. What the heck? Okay, question 9. Who says the line, "No, not the buttons, not my gumdrop buttons"?
No, not the buttons. Yeah, that's the gingerbread man.
Yes, the gingerbread man. That is right. Okay, final question of this round. How does Puss in Boots overpower his enemies?
Cutest cute face.
Cutie cute face. That is right. He makes that big-eyed cute little animal face. I couldn't say no either. All right. Good job-ish. Fair job. Fair. Thanks for coming today is where I would
like my credit score. It was just fair.
It was just fair. Needs improvement is where we're going.
Good. Try harder.
Try harder. All right. Let's try round 2 and see if it gets any better. Okay.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
From the terrifying power of tornadoes to sizzling summer temperatures, AccuWeather Daily brings you the top trending weather-related story of the day, every day of the week. You can learn a lot in just a few minutes. Stories that will impact you, such as how a particular hurricane may affect your area, or will that impending snow event bring more than just a winter wonderland? Occasionally, there are weather-related stories from the lighter side, like how a recent storm trapped tourists inside Agatha Christie's house, a setup perfect for a plot of one of her novels. And if there's a spectacular meteor shower or eclipse coming your way, we'll let you know if the sky in your area will be clear to check out the celestial display. You see, AccuWeather Daily is more than just weather. It's AccuWeather. Listen and subscribe to AccuWeather Daily wherever you get your podcasts. That's AccuWeather Daily, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question 1. What are the names of Shrek and Fiona's children?
You gotta be kidding me. Oh, it is Donkey 1, Donkey 2, Donkey 3. Did they name them after Donkey?
They didn't. Ugh. It's Fergus, Farkle, and Felicia. And let me tell you, I would be really crossing my fingers I was Felicia in this scenario. I'm going to be honest. I don't know that I'd want to be the kid going to school and named Fergus or Farkle, but that's just me.
I heard Farkle's making a comeback.
Is it the name of the year for 2023? Guys,
yeah.
Let's all work together. Farkle. Kids, if your mom is having a baby or your dad is having a baby, push Farkle hard. Just Farkle. Push it. Do a strong push on Farkle. Okay, question two.
Rumpelstiltskin. Farkle. That's their nickname. Sparkle Farkle.
I mean, can you even imagine how bad it would be? It would be terrible. Man, this kid would be tormented. All right, question two. Rumpelstiltskin comes up with a deal that allows Shrek to live as what for a day?
Comes up with a deal that allows him to live as what for a day? I don't know. Oh, an ogre.
Yes, an ogre for a day. Back before he had kids and all that other stuff. I'd also like to find Rumpelstiltskin and ask him just for a pre-child Britney day. Lots of naps, not sharing my food, you know, not having to run anybody anywhere. Just a whole Britney for a day.
I would spend that day a lot better than I did, though, before I had kids. Like, I would just really appreciate it so much.
Every second. I'd also like, I just like, you know, the pre-Britney skin. All of it, really.
Sleep until noon. Yes. All of it. The whole day.
That would be amazing. Okay, question three. The king made a deal with the fairy godmother that turned him into a human. What was he really?
He was a frog.
Yes, he was a frog. Question four. Who says this line? But remember, dear, if you should ever need me, happiness is just a teardrop away.
Fiona.
That'd be the fairy godmother.
Oh.
Yep. You got to put a little teardrop on her business card, which is brilliant. I'd really like to look into doing that. I'm going to see if that works out.
Some of my old clients have teardrops on mine, I'm sure.
Just kidding. How cool would it be if I dropped a teardrop and then like a QR code popped up? I don't know. I'm just workshopping it.
We're in the future.
Yeah. Okay. Question number five. What is the name of the pub in Far Away?
The name of the pub in Far Away. Pub in Far Away. The pub.
It's the Poison Apple. Ugh. Which is kind of cute. I should make one of those.
Yeah. It's adorable. It is cute.
Okay, question six. When Shrek drinks the potion he stole from the fairy godmother, what happens?
He gets like super hot.
Yes. He turns into hot human Shrek. Hot human Shrek is what happens to him. Okay. Question seven. Which character is the heir to the throne of the far, far away kingdom, according to King Harold?
Arthur.
Yes, that would be Arthur. All right, question eight. Which character says this line? Have you seen a baby lately? All they do is eat and poop, and then they cry, and then they cry. When they poop, and they poop, when they cry. Now imagine an ogre baby. They extra cry, and they extra poop.
Shrek.
Yes, that would be Shrek. You know, in the moment, I felt like I had an ogre baby, but looking back and watching Shrek, I realized it wasn't so bad.
Just a normal baby.
Just a normal baby.
8-pound baby.
8-pound baby. Okay, question nine. According to her childhood diary, who did Fiona actually want to marry?
Prince Charming.
Yes, that was, we've all done it. Mrs. Fiona Charming, just writing it over and over and over again. Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely did that. Okay. Final question. What one-handed villain plays the piano at the Poison Apple Pub?
Uh, Captain Hook.
That would be right. Captain Hook is tickling the ivories, which is one hand there. Not bad. You did better the second round.
Yeah. I still think I only did like 9 right, though. It was still really bad. So, you know, I'll try harder next week.
Yeah. It'll be good. Yeah. You did good. We'll have a better week next week.
Okay.
Everybody, I want to hear how you guys did at this more Shrek trivia. Make sure to head to our Facebook and Instagram page. Hey, if you had a parent send in a picture of you guys heading trivia and you wonder where that is, look at our Instagram and Facebook. We love seeing your faces there. Make sure you have your parents' permission to do it and include your names, and you just might see your picture on our social media. All right. Also, if you have a show idea, have a shout out or birthday shout out, head over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you include your name so we know who to give that shout out to, and we will try and get you on the show. All right, trivia nerds, have a very awesome day.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.